Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Aholis, Perik Tes, Mishnah Yodalid. This is the last Mishnah of the Sugya of Keveres. Our Mishnah once again begins, as we have had some other Mishnayos in this Perik that begin this way. B'amei Advarim Amurim, when did we say this halacha? B'negeya the Keveres that we discussed in the last Mishnah. What was the Keveres in the last Mishnah? It was standing upright outside, and it was a functioning Keli. So what did we say in the last Mishnah? If there is no tefach underneath, the halacha is as follows. We said whether the tumah is underneath, or the tumah is inside the keveres, or the tumah is on top, the tumah is bekas v'oila bekas v'yeredes. Tumah underneath will go straight up, and whatever is in its line will become tumah, even inside the keveres. If the tumah is on top, the tumah will come straight down, whatever in its line, even inside the keveres, will become tumah. If this keveres facing upwards has an opening of a tefach underneath, in other words, it's a tefach above the ground, so you have an oil situation there, or two other possibilities of an oil situation. There's a lid on top, or it's upside down, so there's a cover on top. Here we say, tumah underneath, tumah inside, or tumah on top, not only in a straight line, everything is tumah. Because of the oil, the tumah will spread from side to side. And once the tumah gets spread to the entire length of the keveres, it goes all the way up and down. But that's because it was a functioning keli. And a functioning keli does not block tumah. However, let's say it's not a functioning keli. Let's see our Mishnah weiter. When do we say these halachas? As we begin Mishnah Yudalid Bizman Shu Keli, if it's a functioning keli. Let's say it was open at the bottom. And although he stuffed it up with straw, that's not enough. Or so here again, we're going to what we said earlier. If the keli could hold arboim sa, and therefore it itself does not become tameh, the chachamim hold, it also doesn't have a din of a keli, which cannot block tameh. It can block tameh. So either way, if it's not a keli, then the din is tameh tachta, if you have tameh underneath it, besoicha or inside, oil gaba or on top, once again, tameh bekasva oila. And because v'yeredes, the tumah is going to cut right through and be metame anything that's in a straight line, but it won't go off to the sides. So the Tanakhama, this Mishnah, basically says no change. Whether it is a keli, whether it's not a keli, but in this case, with the kavera standing up, outside, and it's on the ground, tumah will cut through in a straight line, going up or going down, and be metame anything that's in a straight line. What changes over here, however, is we have a new sheet, the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer and Reb Shimon. Weiter sagt de Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Reb Shimon, Oimrim, Rabbi Eliezer, Reb Shimon say, in this case, where it's not a keli, and the bottom of the keli is flat on the ground, ain't tumah oilala. The tumah does not go up if you're going to have a kazayas of tumah underneath it. And af loy yoyredes mimena, nor would the tumah go down. In other words, if the kazayas is either in the keveres or on top, it wouldn't go down below the floor. And this is true even if there is no tefach underneath. The mere fact that it's not considered a keli, because either there's a breach that's broken open, or according to the chachamim, it takes in 40 sa. So it does work a little bit like an oil, and it's going to block the tumah from coming underneath it. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, or it's tefach. Let's say this beehive. This keveres, outside, standing upright, has a tefach underneath it. It's not mamash on the ground. There's a tefach from the floor till the bottom of the keveres. And it's a keveres that's not a keli. It's either broken open or it's more than memsa, according to the chacham. Tumah tachtel, if there's tumah underneath it, tachtel tameh. Everything underneath it is tameh. Because the fact that you have a tefach here creates its own oil. And an oil spreads tumah. But anything on top of the beehive is tahar, because just like it's an oil to spread the tumah, it's a genuine oil to block the tumah from coming up. However, besoich, if you have a kazayas of tumah in the beehive, oy al gaba, and again, the case where it's not a keli, it's standing upright, and it's a tefach off the ground. Besoich, if there's a kazayas of tumah inside, oy al gaba, or on top, kinegdei ad rekiah tumah, anything right over the tumah, up until the rekiah, up until the sky is tumah. You have anything to block the tumah from going up? No, you don't. But only what's in the direct line of tumah anything off to the side, even inside the kaveres is tar. Underneath the kaveres, you have an oil. There it's a tafach. Once you get into the kaveres, which is open on top. And for sure, on top of the kaveres, you have no oil to spread the tumah to the side. And remember, this tafach from the ground till the bottom of the oil works both ways. L'chumra and l'kul. It works l'chumra, that if there's tumah underneath, it'll spread the tumah to the entire area. But it also works l'kulah. And that means that if there's tumah, let's say, in the beehive, it doesn't go down, not even in a straight line. Even if there's a keli directly under the tumah in the beehive. But if it's underneath, it won't become tumah, because irregular oil blocks tumah. So basically, chazing over Mishnah Yod Gimel and Mishnah Yod Dalet. Here we're talking about a kaveres in the open air, its mouth facing upwards. If it's a whole keli, and there's no tefach underneath, the tumah goes in a straight line, whether up or down. Anything off to the side would be tar. If it's a whole keli and you do have a tefach underneath, between the ground and the bottom of the keli, everything is tumah, even off to the sides. In Mishnah Yudalit, we added, if the keli is broken open, even though you stuffed it up with straw, so it's not a keli, but it's standing on the ground facing upwards outside. So according to the Tanakhama again, there's no tefach underneath, only what's in a straight line of the tumah is tumah. According to Rabbi Eliezer Reb Shem, we had a new shita. If the tumah is underneath and there's no tefach there, it'll be metame anything underneath and anything on top, but what's inside the kaveres, even in a straight line, is tar. However, if the kazayas is on top of the kaveres or inside the kaveres, so only what's keneged the zayas inside the kaveres or on top would be tame, but underneath would be tar, even directly underneath the zayas. And yes, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon hold this way, even if there is no tefach of space underneath. But if you do have a tefach of space underneath, if this kaveres is standing upright outside, and it's a tefach off the ground, then everybody would hold. And again, we're talking about a kaveres that is not a full keli. If there's a kazayas underneath, what's underneath the kaveres, even off to the side, would become tameh, because the oil would make it spread. What's inside, what's on top, even directly connected to kazayas, would be tar. If the kazayas is on top or the kazayas is inside, so whatever would be directly underneath the kazayas on top or inside the kaveres would taka be tameh, but what's inside, even directly connected to the kazayas, would be tar, because you have the tafach over here, and that's an oil to block the tumah.